This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Motley renames Grand Market at Waterford to Carifesta House. Carifesta 15 closes on a high note. Organizers declare success. The Barbados Union of Teachers raises concerns over school readiness for teachers. BCCI cautions that the U.S. mail suspension could hurt small businesses. And the people of Guyana head to the polls today. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. The details just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Motley announced that the Waterford Grand Market will remain as a permanent fixture, renamed Carifesta House as a lasting legacy of the festival. Addressing a crowd of more than 10,000 at the closing ceremony in the Botanical Gardens last night, she received rapturous applause as she explained her decision to preserve and rename the market.
What you see unfolding before you in this Codrington Waterford district is a district of the performing arts and sports, with the development of this Richard Stout Amphitheatre, which is only partway, with the development of the new National Stadium, with the Tyrrellcott, the home of the only Prime Minister of the West Indies Federation, around the corner. And you, my people, have spoken definitively in the last week. You have said, Prime Minister, do not take down Carifesta Village. And I am here to report to you as a faithful and obedient servant that that village shall now be known hereinafter as Carifesta House, to celebrate the arts and creativity of Caribbean people forever.
Ms. Motley also outlined further plans for the new facility at Newton Christ Church.
What you will soon see unfold at Newton will be the Heritage District, starting with the monument celebrating the lives and resilience of the 570 slaves that were buried on that plantation, reflecting the construction of the National Performing Arts Centre.
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley. Organizers are hailing Carifesta as a success, as it attracted thousands over the 10-day showcase. Speaking during the final day at the Grand Market, where several patrons were doing last-minute shopping, Festival Director and CEO of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, said workshops were fully subscribed, several events sold out, and patrons kept vendors busy.
The biggest measurement of success for us is tens of thousands of people who came to all of our events, from the Grand Market to workshops to events that sold out in just a matter of hours or days. The majority of our workshops, the reports are, they were fully subscribed. And that, at its core, is the beauty of Carifesta, the opportunity for people of like mind, like cultures, and at the end of the day, we are all from similar ethnicities at our core, to come together in fellowship and celebration, but also to show what Barbados can do. And this is probably the first Carifesta that did the level of streaming and sending out to countries as it did. So the world saw us.
Festival Director and CEO of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. The Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op Society is applauding the park and ride system at Carifesta, noting that it increased business for operators. President Adrian Bailey says the system not only benefited taxi operators, but patrons attending the events, as it removed the hassle of looking for parking.
The park and ride system that has been created from Cricket World Cup, it went quite well. And because of the smooth operation we had with the Cricket World Cup, we were approached again to provide a park and ride system to ease the traffic congestion in Barbados going into these events. And we should know that it makes a lot of sense and it eases a lot of stress of people going to these events, finding some place to park. Sometimes politics have to remove out of certain situations people who call the program to put their position. You must understand, at the end of the day, Barbadian people are providing the transportation for any persons coming into Barbados for conferences, the Carifesta, Popova, Cricket World Cup.
president of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op Society, Adrian Bailey. The Barbados Union of Teachers is reporting that most schools are on track to open for students next week, but says it's still uncertain if they'll be ready for teachers today. First Vice President Julian Pierre told Starcom Network News that while the majority of the 45 schools under the ministry's summer maintenance program should be completed, several are still undergoing repairs.
The summer maintenance program, it did start a little earlier. However, based on the scope of work of some schools, and we would have realized that even touring schools Saturday as well as Friday, but there's still some work to be completed and some schools are actually being worked on Sunday. The only issue we would find is that, yes, the work can be completed, but it is if the industrial cleaning to happen after, if it will be done in time for planning week for teachers. The teachers want to go into that environment that is ready for them to lay their new classes, move around furniture, etc. With the work being done, but the industrial cleaning lacking, obviously that would still put a hamper to the teachers being able to start that process.
Acknowledging that the ministry promised that all schools will be completed, he noted that there are still a number of schools that are being worked on.
The addition of a prefab building at the St. Giles Primary School, that will not finish in time. So the ministry will update us as to what their plan going forward will be for the St. Giles Primary School. One or two other schools, the Maria Holder Nursery Gall Hill, they have some ongoing work as well. So we will see what the final verdict is. So we can say most of these schools will be ready, but there's still a number of them who may still need a couple extra days in order to finish everything in preparation for the students to be received on September the 8th.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry is cautioning that the recent suspension of mail services to the United States could have serious effects on small exporters. President Paul Innes noted that businesses exporting goods in small quantities into the U.S. are at risk of facing higher costs, making them less competitive.
What that basically does is open up exporters to the U.S. market where their customers import values at $800 or less. They will face tighter customs checks, and it will more than likely affect shipments on a day-to-day basis. The goods exported from Barbados into the U.S. now become more expensive. And if we can't compete, then our exporters here that would supply to those markets are challenged with regard to the higher prices and also the fewer options that will create for small businesses. But I wouldn't only say small businesses, there may be medium to large businesses that may be shipping to the U.S. in small quantities.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes. Guyana's two main political parties ended their campaign for today's general elections with impressive rallies and expressing confidence of being victorious. Both the ruling People's Progressive Party Civic and the Coalition, a partnership for the national unity, as well as newly formed We Invest in Nationhood, held their final rallies in a bid to woo the estimated 757,690 people who are eligible to vote for the 65 National Assembly seats and 10 regional councils. Speaking during the Flight to Classic program, senior Guyanese journalist Enrico Wolford said, as expected, there's tension.
Guyanese elections have always, in the past and even now, been connected with a racial dichotomy, with a racial division in the country. And persons see the elections as, in some cases, as an ethnic census. And I think as a result of that, you have some tension, but there's always anticipation and expectation as to which one of the parties will win. And of course, once you go to an election, in fact, once you go into any race, somebody has to win.
Senior Guyanese journalist Enrico Wolford. Recapping the headlines, Prime Minister Motley renames the Grand Market at Waterford to Carifesta House. Organizers hail Carifesta 15 as a major success. The Barbados Union of Teachers raises concern over school readiness. BCCI cautions that the U.S. mail suspension could hurt small businesses exporting to the U.S. And the people of Guyana head to the polls today. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.